More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Joy Powers. Matt Wild is one of the co-founders of Milwaukee Record, which describes itself as an online source for music, culture, and gentle sarcasm. Among the many cultural things Milwaukee Record keeps track of is a nearly exhaustive list of new music from local musicians. Matt is the curator of that list, and he joins Lake Effect every month to share with us a sample of what he's been listening to. We call it the Milwaukee Music Roundup, and Matt is here in studio. Matt Wild, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Hi, well, thanks for having me once again.
So, your first band on your list of best songs to listen to in February?
Yes.
Is Rex. Tell me a bit about this band. The musicians have a long history here in Milwaukee.
They certainly do. We should start out by saying, yes, this band is named Rex. And it has the very exciting triple X. It's REXXX. And we're gonna see more of those triple X's during this segment. But for now, yes, Rex. If you follow Milwaukee music at all, I don't know if you could say this would be a super group. I don't know. Some people laugh at that kind of term, but it does feature a lot of Milwaukee music veterans who are kind of the current crop of players that are playing in tons of bands today. Features members of Surgeons in Heat, Midnight Reruns, former members of the late, great No-No band, many other bands. And they have formed together to create this hard-partying, hard-rockin' band called Rex. And they've just put out their debut full-length album, which is called Pure Pleasure 2. There is no Pure Pleasure 1, as far as I know.
So it's, I wondered.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I could be mistaken, but I don't think I am. So it's Pure Pleasure 2, and it's one of my favorite records, Milwaukee Records, so far this year. The year's obviously still early, but like I said, this is a super fun party record. Call it what you want, party rock, punk rock, kind of lands somewhere on that spectrum, and it's just a ton of fun, and to see these fellows live is a blast, and they've been playing out for a little while. They will continue to play out throughout this year, so I would absolutely recommend checking them out. They're a ton of fun. The band's name is Rex. The song we're going to listen to is, I believe, the lead-off track to the album. It's called Can't Help It.
Out about this song to you?
What I love about this, and what I love about a similar Milwaukee band that kind of shares a lot of DNA with this band, the Platinum Boys, is that they're a party band, and it's a very positive party vibe. I like that about these bands. It's not like the party bands of old, you know, your Motley Crues or your Poisons and that, which, especially in the light of today, seem a little icky. These guys are not that. It's very wholesome, very positive party vibe, and I like that. A lot like, you know, someone like Andrew W.K., who's just all about the healing energy of partying, and that's what I love about this band.
All right, so the next song comes from Juicebox, and you describe him as a kind of Milwaukee legend. What makes him legendary?
Oh, boy, a lot. There is I don't know if anyone Milwaukee-related has had such a long and strange career as Juicebox. Might I add three X's at the end of Juicebox as well. Juicebox, originally from the Milwaukee area. These days, he's kind of in New York a lot of the times. He's in L.A. a lot of times. I'm not sure where exactly he is, but we'll always call him our own. He started playing out when he was only like 13, 14, or 15 years old, just playing these like basement shows and rapping and kind of being this punk kid. And he's been at it now for decades. He's in his 30s now. And he's still out there. He's put out a ton of records. His latest is on Danger Bird Records. The title of his new album, which is great, is called It's Easy to Feel Like a Nobody When You're Living in the City. That really kind of sums up what Juicebox is all about these days. He's all about kind of really grappling with his career, where it's not that he hasn't been a success, but, you know, he's still kind of this underground artist, and he's been playing, you know, these basement shows for years and years and years, and small clubs. But like I said, he's had a very strange career. So he's playing all these small shows, and then suddenly one year he'll be opening for Public Enemy in London or something like that. And then the next year he'll have his own energy drink, and he's had a book written about him, and he's been kind of this viral star. He had kind of a unfortunate appearance on a local news station here in town a few years ago, some malfunctioning sound, and became a viral YouTube star because of that performance. So he's had this very, very strange career. But what I love about him, he's still out there doing this. Like I said, he's kind of grappling with that. He's like, why am I still doing this? And that's a theme that comes up a lot in this in his new album. The song we're going to listen to is called In the Basement. And it's about just kind of what I was talking about, kind of grappling with this legacy, his history of, you know, playing these lousy basement shows. And why does he still do it? But he's going to keep doing it. It's all he knows.
All right, here it is, In the Basement.
I was rolling on the ground, on the concrete, a couple punks and a lot of insecurity. Have I wasted all my life in the basement? Have I wasted all my life in the basement? So behind, even though I got a head start, spazzing out, but you know I'm gonna fall apart. Have I wasted all my life in the basement? Have I wasted all my life in the basement? And I don't know what to do.
So this song is from the album, as you mentioned, It's Easy to Feel Like a Nobody When You're Living in the City. What I found interesting about this title is, to me, it doesn't quite speak to Milwaukee as much as it does speak to a city like New York, like L.A., where, you know, we always call it Smallwaukee, in part because you know everybody. It is a kind of close-knit community. But when you're in New York, when you're in L.A., these are places where you can feel a little lonely. Do you think his music has changed as a result of moving to the coasts?
I think it has, and I think it's changed with his age as well. Like I said, he started out very, very young and was, you know, like I said, kind of this punk kid with a ton of energy. And as he's gotten older, I find him much more interesting as an artist because he is dealing with the fact that he is getting older and he's still doing this. And I think he speaks to people like kind of my age and around my age, too. When I go to his shows, it's a lot of folks like around my age who are you know, close to his age, too, but kind of look up to him as this guy that's, well, you know, he's still doing this. And there's part of us that are like, yay, you know, at least he's doing it. So, yeah, I find him an endlessly fascinating artist and super talented, too.
So moving from Juicebox, a Milwaukee legend, to a relatively new band, Operations. This next song is actually from their debut album.
Yes, debut album. The name of the album is called Fog Museum, which is a kind of a lovely, evocative title for an album. And it really sums up this band as well. The band is Operations, and they've only been around for maybe a year or two. I think they started in December of 2018. And it does feature some kind of Milwaukee music veterans, most notably Alyssa Rodriguez, who plays in a number of other bands, including Sundial Mottos. She plays solo under the name Apollo Vermouth. So she's always very busy, and it's great to hear her here in a new band. And I just love this kind of music. It's very shoegazy, very quiet, very hushed for fans of, you know, something like Yola Tango or something like that, or in Milwaukee, they remind me a lot of Brief Candles, another band that sounds like this. It's just one of those records you want to put on from front to back, from start to finish, and just kind of let wash over you. And the song we're going to listen to from that album is the lead-off track, I believe. It's called Perfect Day, not to be confused with the Lou Reed Perfect Day song. And it's lovely. I really adore this song. There's a video for it as well. You can search that out, too, which features some of the band members driving a semi, which somehow it sounds strange, but it does fit in with this song very nicely. So, yes, this is Operations with Perfect Day.
Day from Operations. So the final song we'll be looking at, it's from Long Line Riders. And to me, they feel like they're part of a larger movement here in Milwaukee of people who are having a lot of Americana, kind of country-inspired bands, music. But they've kind of taken it to the next level, and they're not just country-inspired. They're really playing old country hits.
Right, yeah. Usually I wouldn't pick a cover band for this sort of thing. And the Long Line Riders do describe themselves as playing, I quote, a goodly portion of classics and lesser-known country, western, and honky-tonk numbers. But I find them absolutely enjoyable. And you're right. It's not the alt-country of past decades. It's not country-inspired, as you said. It is like old-school, kind of Hank Williams, kind of Loretta Lynn kind of country. It is honky-tonk would be, another perfect way to describe this. And like I said, they're just an enjoyable band, a great band to see live. And I know they have a lot of live shows coming up. Speaking of that, of course, the record that they just put out, a self-titled record, is a live record. It was recorded last summer at the 2019 Bayview Bash. And I love when Milwaukee bands release live records. It doesn't happen nearly enough as it should, I think. There have been a few notable ones in recent years. Classic put out a terrific one last year, and there are plenty of others, but I wish more people would do this. I really love live records, and I really love like a great set from a street festival like the Bayview Bash. So listening to this now, in February, March, in the middle of winter, it's just a great feeling to take myself back to last summer. So the song we're going to listen to is Pick Me Up On Your Way Down, a song popularized by Charlie Walker, written by Harlan Howard back in the day. And like I said, a live performance. I think the Long Line Riders do a rootin' tootin' job here.
All right, Pick Me Up On Your Way Down. Down, performed by the Long Line Riders. And I think I was actually there for this concert when they, or this show, I think.
I love the Bayview Bash and all of Milwaukee Street Festival. You can just wander around and bump into, you know, goodness knows what, something, you know, like classic country like this, to loud punk bands, to loud rock bands, to hip-hop, to the whole nine yards. So, yeah, think summer. Think spring. Think summer.
When you're listening to this album, does it have kind of the hallmarks of a live album where you hear a lot of that audience participation?
You don't hear a lot of audience participation. It's not like, you know, recorded from a microphone, like back, you know, in the audience. It's recorded like off the boards or something. It's very closely recorded, but it is very raw. It's very clearly a live performance. It's not super polished. It's not, you know, clearly not done in the studio, and I like that. So while you can't hear the crowd, you can't hear the hustle and bustle of Bayview Bash, it's still clearly a live album. And I love that energy. I love that raw energy in those kind of recordings.
Yeah. I think our listeners have a lot to listen to.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Matt Wild, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Matt Wild is one of the co-founders of Milwaukee Record. Every month he publishes his Milwaukee Music Roundup, and he talks with us about a few of those songs. You can find Wild's full list at wuwm.com.